This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. The town of Roosevelt on the east end of Rose Oconee celebrated its centennial in 2006 and created a book of history for that occasion. We have a copy of it in the Rose Oconee Museum, and today's story comes from that book. Do you remember life without a microwave? Interested a bit in the life of the early pioneers? Well, what would you have to do to enjoy the, quote, good old days? First of all, put away your microwave. In fact, you will need to put away everything that is electric in your house. No electric or gas stove, no running water, no hot water just waiting in a tank, no electric lights, no indoor flush toilet, no mixer, no washing machine, nor dryer. Is the picture sounding better all the time? Well, just how did they live? Well, let's begin with building a house. Here is how one was built in 1901, as recorded by a homesteader. I started to cut logs and built the walls of green poplar with split dry cedar for the roof. There were no roads for either horses or oxen, so it was impossible to transport lumber or other material, and besides, our financial condition would not allow it. I finally had the house in shape so we could move in with both pleasure and satisfaction. We did have to be satisfied with an earthen floor. Your housing material would depend on where you lived and which trees were available to build, as lumber could not be transported. Once your house is built, bring in the stove. Any other appliances? Not likely. The dishpan likely hangs on a peg. The mixer is attached to your arm, and the arm does its part as well. The running water comes on small legs of helpful children. Would you like a shower? On a rainy day, you will have your best chance. Realistically, if you wish to get clean, you will need the next size up from the dishpan, or maybe a couple sizes up. And don't forget to get the stove roaring, that is, if you would like some hot water. Why not do a little baking while you're at it? After all, the oven is hot. There was a continual need in the household for dry chopped wood. Would you like clean clothes? You will need a little elbow grease. Of course, you get the picture. To us, it seems primitive and difficult, but to one who has known nothing else, life was not any more difficult than the next person's, so why complain? Of course, as innovations came along, they would be embraced, and the labor they saved would be greatly appreciated. Even without what are now considered the bare necessities of life, though they were content. Yes, life could be hard, but that was expected. Just living took much time, just the bare necessities. Many had the main work for each day: wash on Monday, iron on Tuesday, mend on Wednesday, churn on Thursday, clean on Friday, bake on Saturday, rest on Sunday. This was on top of other living chores. This was on top of other daily living chores. Life also followed the seasons much more than it does today. Spring and summer and early fall for the farmer were work from dawn to dusk. During the most busy periods, preparing land for planting, haying, harvesting. Come winter, the farmer, if he had enough, had a little more time to relax. For the logger, the winter was when his busiest time began. Off to the woods and the extremely strenuous labor of logging. The fall would be the time for butchering, if it was going to be done. Remember, no refrigerator or freezer. The meat had to be processed when it could be frozen, or else eaten while it was fresh. Wood also had to be gathered if you wanted cheap heat for the winter. Coal was available, but it took cold cash to keep warm that way, and the homesteader did not often have an excess of cash available. If we want our home a little warmer, for most of us, we walk over to the thermostat on the wall and turn it up. The days of getting warm twice with the same log, once the heat of working of cutting and chopping, and the next time with the wood on the fire, are mostly in the past. The availability of wood for the chopping was truly a blessing to the homesteader for heat, and could be a source of cash, as it was in great demand in the early 19th century. Next week, I'll read a description of life at a logging camp from the Roosevelt Centennial book. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.